She went there because she knew there was a T-Mobile store just down the street. And also that the meeting, which she'd found when she'd gone to meetings the year before, often had donuts or cookies. Important if you had little money and no food. When she was sober, Shannon found that she was hungry all the time. Craving processed flour and white sugar, big mouthfuls of cheap, sweet stuff. Food that could fill you and hold you in place like an anchor. She arrived while the 24 attendees were mumbling through the preamble and dumped powdered creamer and sugar into a cup of coffee until she'd created what looked like a latte. There were cinnamon-dusted donuts, and she stuffed 2 into her pockets and devoured a 3rd before taking a seat in a folding chair toward the back of the room. It was a speaker meeting. The woman behind the podium, a trembling 60-something with short brown hair and orthopedic sneakers, with white laces tied in neat bows, told the story about how she'd been hooked on Vicodin. When her doctor wouldn't renew her prescription, she began buying pills from a neighbor. Her habit had crept slowly from taking a pill a day to taking pills all day, every day, until she had slept through the pickup at her granddaughter's preschool. That, she said, was her rock bottom.